Good job getting up there and sitting safely. All right. Today we're going to pretend about a shepherd and some sheep. It helps us learn about Jesus, who's our good shepherd. Shepherds take care of sheep. So which sheep do you think Jesus takes care of? Us. You're right. You got it. We're like sheep. We're Jesus' sheep, right? And Jesus takes good care of us. Can you pretend to be a sheep? What's a sheep say? Ba, ba. Can I hear you say ba? Ba, ba. We're sheep. Now, Jesus watches over us, and he knows each of us by name, the Bible says. So we'll pretend like this is Jesus, and we're going to get some sheep, one for each of you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're going to give them some names. Okay. Anybody have an idea for what you want to name a sheep? Here, let me give you some ideas. I looked up some sheep names. There were lots of them. So, just a minute. There were Daisy, Comet, Clover, Boots, Flower, Buddy, Chester, Flo, Cookie, Petunia, and then some that I thought were probably more descriptive, like Shaggy, Snowball, Fluffy, Milkshake, Cotton Ball, and Trouble. We'll talk about Trouble later. Which name do you want for your sheep? Anybody? Angry Steel. Okay, there's Angry Steel. Do you have any other ideas? New names? Okay, no more names. I'll help you guys. How about we name this one Fluffy? And Rocket. Okay. And what? Oh, the shepherd fell over. Okay. And Snowball.
Simba?
Simba? Did you say Simba? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got it. Okay, so we got one for each of you. Now, oh my goodness, I forgot which one was Fluffy. And they all look the same to me. I don't know which one is. But the Bible says Jesus knows all of them. Not only does he know all their names, he knows everything about all of them. He knows how to take care of them, right? Let's see. Now we're pretending with just 5 sheep. Jesus has way more sheep. This is 100 cotton balls. Actually 95 because we took 5 out. Jesus has more than 100. He has thousands. And he knows all of them. And he takes care of all of them. Now, we're the sheep. We follow the shepherd. So there we go. We got the sheep in a line. They're following behind the shepherd, right? Yep, the sheep. And he takes them to where they can eat some nice green grass. Nom, 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 nom. Good grass. He takes care of them. And he takes them to where they can get a good drink because they're thirsty. He says, come on, sheep. I know you're thirsty. Come get a drink. Come to me. I'll take you where the drink is. So they're getting a drink. And then later on, when it gets later and it's time for them to go to sleep, to get some rest, he takes them to the sheepfold. That's what this is. It's a funny name because you don't fold sheep. But they go inside. And so he says, come on, sheep, it's time to rest. So they follow him. And they go to the sheepfold. And the shepherd counts them as they go in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are they all in? Yes. So the shepherd stands in front of the door to take care of the sheep, to protect them. Now, if a wild animal comes and wants to get the sheep, the shepherd will take care of the sheep. He won't let the animal hurt them at all. He would even give his own life to save the sheep. And that's what Jesus, our shepherd, did for us, right? He loves us so much. And he takes such good care of us. Now, sometimes we have troubles. Remember I told you one sheep was named Trouble? That's probably a good name for a sheep. Sometimes we have troubles. Maybe we don't listen to our shepherd when he's calling us. Maybe we go away from our shepherd another way and we don't listen, and we might even get lost or get hurt when we've done wrong things, like hurtful things, when we've made choices that are not so good. Does Jesus still love us? Yes, he still loves us. And what's the shepherd do then when we get lost? He goes and finds us, and he picks us up and gives us a hug and carries us right back to the sheepfold, where we'll be safe with their other sheep. So when we have troubles, what should we do? Yeah, when we have troubles, we should run as fast as we can to Jesus and ask him, Jesus, help me. And he will help us. Pray with me, please. Thank you, Jesus, for your great love and your care for us. Amen. Thanks for coming up.